Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn to 1 Samuel this morning, the second chapter, 1 Samuel 2, and let's continue talking about the honor of God. We've been talking for some weeks now about the honor of God, and I believe it is a very significant subject. The further I go, the more I see how important it is. And I believe the Lord is leading us this way, that we didn't just teach on this by accident, but that He's leading us this way, preparing us for what He's prepared for us, getting us ready. You know, it's been my experience in our few years of walking with the Lord that again and again, when we thought we were waiting on the Lord for something to happen, that really He was waiting on us. That has been the case repeatedly. Anytime that you get to feeling frustrated and you're thinking, come on, God, you know, hurry up and we need to get into this and we need to be able to do this and we need to be involved in this and we ought to already have this and we ought to already be doing this. It's been our experience that again and again, that was not the case, that we weren't waiting on Him, that actually He was waiting on us, and that as soon as we were ready to handle it, there it was. So many times people think they're ready for something, and they're not. You know, like sometimes single people believing for Mr. Right or Miss Right. Oh, they're believing for somebody amazing. They're believing for somebody, you know, the lady is believing for a man. He's a man of God. He's developed. He's mature. He's cultured. He's polished. He has manners. Has money. He's good looking. Body's in good shape. Or the man is believing for Miss Amazing. Loves God with all her heart, has a prayer life, spiritual, cultured, developed, lady, beautiful, has money, body's in excellent shape. And people, did they pray that? They're believing that. But have you ever asked the question, what are they getting in you? Is it fair for Miss Amazing to get Mr. Okay? Mr. Wonderful to get Miss Sorta All Right? Let's say you're believing for Mr. Amazing. If you met him out in the foyer on your way out of the church after the service today, are you ready? Some folk go, no, I'm not quite ready. Well, then don't be hollering at God about what's wrong. Where's he at? Get ready. Everybody say, get ready.
Get ready.
That's a message. Get ready. Amen. Well, I said that because the Lord is getting us ready in these teachings on faith and in these teachings on honor. He's getting us ready for some strong moves of His Spirit. That's not just Keith talking to you now. That's the Word of the Lord. The Lord is preparing us. He's getting us ready for some strong moves of His Spirit. Sometimes people think, well, I'm ready. Come on, God, you know, pour it on me. You just think you are. No, it requires preparation. It's kind of like rain. You know, rain is a type of the Holy Ghost. If the ground is really hard and it hasn't been rained on in a long time and there comes a heavy rain, a lot of times most of it will just run off. And people think, well, we want a deluge when really they need a little light shower to soften things up so that they can have some depth and receive some more. So don't think, well, Lord, we're waiting on you. When you going to do it? Well, I assure you, He will give us as much as we can handle as soon as we're ready. We don't need to pull on Him and work on Him. We need to let Him work on us and get us ready. How many want to get ready?
Yeah.
Well, then you got to understand that there's a lot we need to yet learn. And we're not, you know, haven't arrived in every area ready for all that He wants to do. So everybody said out loud, just close your eyes. Let this be a prayer. Lord, teach us. We want to be ready. Prepare us for all You've prepared for us. Get us ready for all You've planned to do in us and for us and with us. Thank You for leading us, molding us, developing us so we can receive more from You. Amen. In Jesus' name. So be it. In 1 Samuel 2, are you there? Oh, thank You, Lord. 1 Samuel 2 and the latter part of the chapter we've been reading has been our golden text for these sessions. 1 Samuel 2, 30, last part, part B. The Lord says, "For them that honor Me, I will honor. They that despise Me shall be lightly esteemed." Them that honor Me, I will honor. It's a fact. You honor God, then He's going to honor you. Would you know it if the Lord honored you? Do you think it'd be a blessing, would you? You could realize it. Absolutely. We talked for the first several sessions on how we honor God. We went into some detail. And if you weren't here, tapes are available. But we talked about you honor God in honoring people and in honoring God's things through how you refer to people and things, how you prefer people and things, how you defer, and also in conferring things upon. But in these last few sessions, we've been talking about how God honors us. Because if you do those things and you honor God, you honor His people and things, then He is going to honor you. And we went into some detail about how, number one, God has and does honor us in choosing us. He has chosen us. Oh, hallelujah. Chose us before we were ever born. Chose us. Amen. Before we knew Him and tried to serve Him, He chose us for salvation. He chose us to have an eternal part in His plan and kingdom. Right now, this is not all there is to life. This is just the beginning. This life down here is faith school. Amen. Amen. Faith is very short. It's brief, but it's training. And He's training us to rule and to reign with Him in His kingdom for eternity. Oh, hallelujah. We're called vessels of mercy, destined for glory. Oh, hallelujah. We don't know the half of what's ahead of us. We can know this by faith. It's good, 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 good. Amen, amen. Well, secondly, God honors us by using us. He honors us by choosing us, but He also honors us. We said, you know, He's chosen us to be part of His family, chosen us to salvation, to glory. But He also chooses people from among us to do jobs in the earth. And it's an honor to be used of God in any capacity, in any part of His things and kingdom. And so I want to talk more about that today. God honors us in using us. Go with me, if you would, to 1 Timothy 1 and Revelation 17. 1 Timothy 1, and we'll go to Revelation 17. God honors us in using us. How many want to be used of the Lord? Do you? Amen. You want to be used of Him. You know, we're made that way that we need to have a sense of being needed, don't we? Nobody wants to feel useless. Nobody wants to feel unneeded and unnecessary. And God didn't make his body with any superfluous parts, any unneeded parts. Every one of us, the scripture says, has been placed in the body as it pleased him. And every one of us has a use. Now, a lot of people live life and never find their place and never find their use. And that's sad and that's frustrating. But you can. Everybody can. You have to be committed enough to follow him fully. But if you will and stay with what he shows you, he'll get you in your ultimate place in the body and get you operating in your full function and full grace. And when you are, you're fruitful. You're bearing fruit means you're affecting other people's lives. You're being used to help people in some way. And that gives you a sense of being needed. It gives you a sense of belonging. It gives you that sense of accomplishment in God. And it satisfies more than food when you're hungry. Amen. There's nothing like it. You remember Jesus standing by the well at Samaria. And his disciples had gone to get him something to eat because they were tired and hungry. And this woman came, you know, and he ministered to her. She'd been through all these marriages and been through all these divorces and stuff. And he ministered to her and she got stirred up, went back and preached to her folks and told them and was a witness to them. And the people came back, the disciples came back with the food and they said, "Here you go, Lord." And he said, "I got food to eat you don't know about." And they said, "What? Did somebody come in here and bring him something to eat while we were gone?" He said, "No, my food is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish the work." Amen. That satisfies deep in your soul where nothing else can. No amount of eating and drinking, no amount of abusing your body, you know, with drugs and alcohol and different things, no amount of stuff that you can buy, no amount of sleeping around and all that kind of stuff can satisfy your insides. Amen. Only finding your place and doing what you were made to do and being used of God to help somebody else, that gives you that sense of divine purpose in life. Amen. Amen. That gives you the deep satisfaction. How many believe that? You believe God has a place for you and he's gifted you and graced you to do a job. Do you believe he wants you to find it?
Yes.
Can you find your place and do your job? Yes, you can. If you're not preoccupied with your own plan for your life.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.